Welcome to The Word for Today, featuring the Bible teaching of Pastor Chuck Smith, founder of the Calvary Chapel Movement. This radio program is a verse-by-verse study through the entire Bible. And on today's edition of The Word for Today, Pastor Chuck continues with a false sense of security as we pick up in Ezekiel chapter 3, verse 20. And now with today's message, here's Pastor Chuck.
I don't care what profession you've made. If you are living and walking after the flesh, if you are living in the practice of sin opposed to God, I don't care what righteous things you may have done. Your very life is denying Jesus Christ and faith in Jesus Christ, through which faith God imputes righteousness to us. But your very life denies Him, and you're going to perish in your sin. And God is commissioning Ezekiel to warn the people of the truth of God. That's what you've got to do, Ezekiel. And once you do, you've delivered your soul. And I'm warning you, as the servant of God, according to the Word of God and my understanding of the Word of God, if you continually are living after the flesh, not walking after the Spirit, not being led by the Spirit, not seeking the things of the Spirit, it makes no difference what profession you may have made. Your life is denying Christ. And many people have been lulled into a false sense of security by false prophets who encourage them to just live however you want. It doesn't really matter. Just send your offering in and things will be okay. Don't believe it. And the hand of the Lord was there upon me. This is, again, the third time he uses this phrase. And he said unto me, arise and go forth into the plain, and I will talk with thee there. So I arose and I went forth into the plain. Now, this is from the river Chebar. He left and went to the plain. Now, he had sort of a divine transport to the river Chebar, but he has to walk away. Then I arose and went forth into the plain, and behold, the glory of the Lord stood there as the glory which I saw by the river of Chebar, and I fell on my face. God isn't limited to one locality. He's everywhere. And he's in the plain as well as by the river. And sometimes he will give directions and will allow you to do things one way, but then other times it's different ways. Our problem is that we try to pattern God. Well, now this is the way God did it before, as though God has to continue in the same pattern. And we oftentimes make mistakes of thinking that God is patterned and God is bound to one method or one way. And we as men so easily fall into that rut of trying to do, well, this is the way, you know, they did it. This is the way our fathers did it, you know. And we get in these ruts, and that's one of the problem with the church. It's so filled with rituals that it doesn't communicate to people anymore. Then the Spirit entered into me, and he set me upon my feet. Now, the Spirit's always setting him on his feet, isn't he? It's interesting. He's always falling on his face. Every time he sees the glory of the Lord, he falls on his face, and the Spirit comes along and sets him up on his feet. And he spake with me and said unto me, go shut thyself within your house. But thou, son of man, behold, they're going to put bands on thee. They're going to bind thee with them, and you shall not go out among them. Now, go set yourself in the house, but they're going to come and bind you there. And I will make your tongue cleave to the roof of your mouth, and you're going to be dumb. You're not going to be to them a reprover, for they are a rebellious house. Now, I'm going to smite you with dumbness. You're not going to be able to talk to them. Now, he's just been commissioned to tell them. But for a period now, he's not going to be able to speak. But when I speak with thee, I will open thy mouth. And thou shalt say unto them, thus saith the Lord God, he that heareth, let him hear. I remember over and over in the New Testament, Jesus said, he that hath an ear to hear, let him hear. Now, this was to impress upon Ezekiel the fact that he wasn't to just blurt out his own ideas to these people, but he was to wait until God spoke, and when God spoke, then he was to speak, but not before. And to ensure it, God was just going to smite him with dumbness so he couldn't. Sometimes I wish God would smite me with dumbness. I wish I could take back some of the things I have said. And he that forbeareth, let him forbear. If they don't listen, so what? They're a rebellious house. Don't bother with that. You just tell them what I tell you to tell them. Now thou also, son of man, take a tile. Now this is a brick, and it's about 12 inches by 14 inches. The archaeologists have uncovered thousands of these bricks. They're in the area of Babylon. This is what they wrote their records on. And their libraries were full of these tiles or bricks. They were a clay brick, and they would write. They would scratch in these bricks. And so the Lord is telling him to take one of these drawing boards, one of these drawing pads, and draw a picture of Jerusalem. And then draw a siege against Jerusalem, casting up a mount against it. And set the camp also against it, and set battering rams around it. And take unto thee an iron pan, or an iron plate, and set it for a wall of iron between you and the city, and set thy face against this iron plate, and it shall be besieged, and thou shalt lay siege against it, and this shall be a sign to the house of Israel. So he's going to give them now a little illustrated sermon. He takes this clay tile, clay brick, and he draws the picture of Jerusalem, and he draws these armies camped against it, and he draws these battering rams knocking down the wall, and then he takes this iron plate, and he puts the plate there and pushes it between him and the city as the city is in siege. And of course, he is there showing how that God himself is coming against the city. God is destined to turn it over into the hands of their enemies. Now, the false prophets were saying to the people, don't worry, Jerusalem is going to conquer the Babylonians. They're going to destroy them, and then they're going to come and take us home. Ezekiel's saying, not so, and he's drawing these pictures and saying, this is the way it's going to happen. This is the way it's going to be. Now, the second illustration, and there are four ways by which he is to illustrate the truth to them. The second is a little more difficult. Lie also upon your left side and lay the iniquity of the house of Israel upon it, according to the number of days that thou shalt lie upon it, thou shalt bear their iniquity. For I have laid upon thee the years of their iniquity, according to the number of days, 390 days, so shalt thou bear the iniquity of the house of Israel. And when you have accomplished them, then turn on your right side, and you shall bear the iniquity of the house of Judah for 40 days. I have appointed thee each day for a year. So the Lord says, lie there on your left side for 390 days. In which you bear the iniquity of the house of Israel. This is how many years they were filled with iniquity against me. And so he had to lie there for 390 days on his left side, bearing the iniquity of the house of Israel, a day for a year. Then after that, turned over, I bet it felt good, over on his right side. And then another 40 days lying on his right side. Now, I don't think that he lay there the whole while. Probably each day would go down, out, and lie there on his side. But I do feel that he probably got up and moved around and so forth. But he was always, whenever the people would see him, he was lying there on his left side, going out every morning and assuming the position and then just saying, I'm bearing the iniquity of the house of Israel. This is how many years. And then 40 years for the house of Judah. Therefore thou shalt set thy face towards the siege of Jerusalem, and your arm shall be uncovered, and you shall prophesy against it. And behold, I will lay bands upon thee, and thou shalt not turn thee from one side to another till you have ended the days of the siege. Now take also, and this is the third way by which he was going to illustrate to these people what was going to happen to Jerusalem. It wasn't going to conquer the Babylonian army, but it was going to be defeated. Take unto you wheat, barley, beans, lentils, millet, and fitches, which is a kind of a corn, and put them in one vessel and make thee the bread by these mixed grains. So he had multiple grain bread. According to the number of days that you shall lie on your side, 390 days shalt thou eat thereof. So for this period that he's lying there, he's got to be eating this bread. And thy meat, which thou shalt eat by weight, 20 shekels a day. From time to time you shall eat it. And thou shalt drink also thy water by measure. In other words, measure out the water, a sixth part of a hin. So it's about a quart of water a day that he's allowed. And thou shalt eat it as barley cakes, and thou shalt bake it with the dung that comes from man in their sight. Now, this is to show the siege that is going to happen to Jerusalem, how that the people who are in Jerusalem are going to be suffering from famine. There's going to be a water shortage. They'll be measuring out the water. There's going to be a shortage of grains so that they'll be mixing their grains together for their bread, gathering whatever they can to make the bread. And there's going to be a shortage of food, and the people are going to be starving to death. And this is to be a picture to these people in Babylon. Look, Jerusalem is not going to be victorious. They're going to be destroyed. The people are going to be starving to death there within the city. And the Lord said, even thus shall their children of Israel eat the defiled bread. They will be defiled. They'll eat defiled bread among the Gentiles where I'm going to drive them. I'm going to drive them out of the land, and they're going to be eating this defiled bread. Then said I, ah, Lord God, behold, my soul hath not been polluted. For from my youth up, even till now, have I not eaten of that which dies of itself or is torn in pieces, neither came there abominable flesh unto my mouth. Lord, I've been kosher all my life. And now you're telling me to be non-kosher. Lord, I can't do that. And so he said unto me, lo, I have given thee cow's dung for the man's dung, and thou shalt prepare thy bread with it. Moreover, he said unto me, son of man, I am going to break the staff of bread in Jerusalem, and they shall eat bread by the weight and with carefulness. And they shall drink water by measure and with astonishment, that they may want bread and water and be astonished one with another, and they will be consumed away for their iniquity. Now, the fourth thing that he uses is an illustration. Take a sharp knife, sharpen it like a barber's razor, and cause it to pass upon your head and upon your beard. Shave your head and your beard. He must surely have been a colorful sight there to these people. No doubt they took notice. They'd have a hard time not observing. Then take balances to weigh and divide your hair. And you shall burn with fire a third part in the middle of the city when the days of the siege are fulfilled. And you shall take a third part and cut it, chop it up with a knife. And a third part you're to scatter in the wind, and I will draw out a sword after them. And thou shalt take thereof a few of these hairs in number, and bind them in your skirts. Then take those again, and cast them, those that you've bound in your skirt, into the midst of the fire. For thereof shall a fire come forth unto all the house of Israel. Thus saith the Lord God, this is Jerusalem. I have set it in the midst of the nations and countries that are round about her. And she hath changed my judgments into wickedness. They've taken the judgments of God, the law of God, and they've turned it into wickedness. Look at our nation today, how we have taken the laws of God and turned them into wickedness. How that the laws today are supporting wickedness. It's exactly what they had done. God's judgment is coming upon them for it. God's judgment will surely come upon our land. Just as sure as God's judgment came upon Israel, God's judgment is coming upon our land because of taking the laws and making them support evil, wickedness. And they've done so more than all of the nations. And my statutes, they've changed more than all of the countries that are round about her. For they have refused my judgments and my statutes. They have not walked in them. Therefore, thus saith the Lord God, because ye multiplied more than the nations that are round about you. You've not walked in my statutes, neither have you kept my judgments, neither have you done according to the judgments of the nations that are round about you. Therefore, thus saith the Lord God, behold, I am against thee, and I will execute judgments in the midst of thee in the sight of all the nations. And I will do in thee that which I have not done, whereunto I will not do any more the like because of all of your abominations. I'm going to do something to you like I've never done before, but it's because of the abominations. Therefore, the fathers shall eat the sons in the midst of thee, and the sons shall eat their fathers, and I will execute judgments in thee. They'll cannibalize each other before the whole thing is over. The whole remnant of thee will I scatter into all the winds. Wherefore, as I live, saith the Lord God, surely because you have defiled my sanctuary with all of the detestable things, and with all of your abominations, therefore will I diminish thee, neither shall my eye spare, neither will I have any pity. A third part of thee, now here's the hair divided into three parts, a third part is burned. So a third part of thee will be consumed by the pestilence, the burning pestilence and the famine within the city. Before Babylon conquers the city, a third part of the people will have already died because of the disease and the famine that exist within Jerusalem. And then a third part of them will be destroyed by the sword when the Babylonian army comes in. Another third part of them will be wiped out with the sword. And then the remaining third part will be scattered around, but God will bring the sword after them. And they will be destroyed. But there will be a small remnant that God will preserve. And out of that small remnant, God will start over and he will ultimately bring them back into the land. Thus my anger shall be accomplished. I will cause my fury to rest upon them and I will be comforted. And they shall know that I, the Lord, have spoken it in my zeal when I have accomplished my fury upon them. Moreover, I will make thee waste and a reproach among the nations that are round about thee in the sight of all that pass by, speaking against Jerusalem. So it shall be a reproach and a taunt, an instruction and an astonishment unto the nations that are round about thee when I shall execute judgments in thee in anger and in fury and in furious rebukes. I, the Lord, have spoken it. So the judgment of God upon them would be for instruction to these nations as they are astonished at what God has done. And when I shall send upon them the evil arrows of my famine, which shall be for their destruction, which I will send to destroy you, and will increase the famine upon you and break your staff of bread, so will I send upon you famine and evil beast. And they shall bereave thee, and pestilence and blood shall pass through thee, and I will bring the sword upon thee. I, the Lord, have spoken it. So God speaks of the judgment that is going to come, warning the people, hey, don't think that Jerusalem is going to conquer. Don't think that you're going to be delivered soon. God's judgment is not yet complete. He is going to bring utter devastation unto the city of Jerusalem. It's to be destroyed. Those that remain there to the present time, a third of them will be killed with the famine, a third will be destroyed by the sword, the third that escape will also be destroyed, for he'll send out a sword against them. And so then he makes a prophecy as we move on against the mountains of Israel. Now, as we get to chapter 34, again a prophecy to the mountains of Israel. But in chapter 34, it's God beginning his work of restoration. Remember, the devastation is going to come, but after the devastation, in time to come, God is going to restore. And so we are living in those days now when God has begun his work of restoration. And as you read the 34th chapter and read of what God is going to do, cause the mountains, he's speaking here of the curses that are going to come upon the mountains because they built altars upon them. They're going to be barren and so forth. And thus they were for centuries, for millenniums. But then in chapter 34, the prophecies again to the mountains in the restoration, and God's going to put trees on them, there'll be vineyards and so forth. And if you go to Israel today, you can see the fulfillment of chapter 34 as God has begun his work of restoration in the land. So the book of Ezekiel is exciting because it tells, you know, of the judgment, which did come, but it also tells of the future restoration, which is happening today. And so the book of Ezekiel goes from the past history, but it will come right up to current events, and then it'll go on into the future and gets ahead of us even from where we are at this point. And so you're going to find it an extremely fascinating book as we go through it.
We'll continue with more of our verse-by-verse Bible study in the book of Ezekiel on our next broadcast, as Pastor Chuck continues to teach through the Bible. And we do hope you'll make plans to join us. But right now, if you'd like to order a copy of today's message, simply order Ezekiel 3 through 5 when visiting thewordfortoday.org. And while you're there, be sure to browse the many additional biblical resources by Pastor Chuck. You can also subscribe to the Word for Today podcast or sign up for our email subscription. Once again, that's thewordfortoday.org. For those of you wishing to call, our toll-free number is 1-800-272-WORD, and our office hours are Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Pacific Time. Again, that's 1-800-272-9673. If you prefer to write, our mailing address is The Word for Today, P.O. Box 8000, Costa Mesa, California, 92628. And now, on behalf of The Word for Today, we'd like to thank all of you who share in supporting this ministry with your prayers and financial support. And be sure to join us again next time as Pastor Chuck continues his verse-by-verse study through the Bible. That's right here on the next edition of The Word for Today. And now, once again, here's Pastor Chuck.
May the Lord bless and keep you through the week, and may you live after the Spirit, walk after the Spirit, follow after the Spirit, be filled with the Spirit. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Therefore, let a man examine himself, for if we will judge ourselves, then we will not be judged of God. For I speak to you in the name of the Lord, if you are living and walking after the flesh and indulging in the areas and the things of the flesh, God will bring you into judgment. It will destroy you. You need to walk after the Spirit and may God guide and help you. In Jesus' name.
This program has been sponsored by Calvary Chapel of Costa Mesa, California.
The Word for Today is pleased to present a flash drive of audio Bible studies by Kay Smith, titled, A Collection of Cherished Messages. Just listen to what others are saying.
Kay Smith changed my life. Her teachings encouraged me to want more of Jesus. And through her counsel and mentoring, I fell in love with him in a deeper way.
When I first heard Kay, I was driving in my car. I was so moved that it brought me to tears because I needed to repent. That moment impacted my life to be a better mom and who I am today.
Renew your strength, please. I beg, I beseech, I entreat, and if there's any other word, I do that too. Get in His Word. Make it more than your necessary food every day.
Kay Smith has a special place in her heart to teach and encourage women to live for Jesus. To order this flash drive with over 90 audio messages by Kay Smith, visit thewordfortoday.org or call 800-272-9673.